Senhor Embaixador, quero antes de mais congratular-me pela sua visita a Portugal e saudá-lo aqui no Parlamento Português, naquilo que nós chamamos vulgarmente a Casa da Democracia. E faço votos para que a sua visita seja muito produtiva e espero que deste nosso encontro possa resultar algo de positivo para a evolução das negociações que existem entre o seu país e a NATO, com vista a uma adesão plena da Geórgia à Organização do Atlântico Norte. Depois desta saudação, gostaria naturalmente de ouvir o Senhor Ministro quais são os objetivos desta sua visita, nomeadamente a vinda ao Parlamento, e depois, naturalmente, que eu transmitirei a minha opinião sobre as questões que Vossa Excelência porventura queira colocar. Já ouvi só alguma coisa?
It's a great honor for me to be in the Parliament of Portugal. This is my second time visiting Portugal, but in the status of the State Minister of Georgia on European Union and NATO integration issues, it's my first visit. I represent the government of Georgia, which is led by the Prime Minister Bidzina Ivanishvili, and which was formed as a result of the victory of the coalition, political coalition of Georgian Dream in October parliamentary elections, which were held in last year, 2012. It was a great achievement for Georgia, for the Georgian people, that in 2012, the Georgian people, Georgian society, political forces, both political forces have demonstrated the political maturity and demonstrated that we are ready to further develop country in a democratic way. This was very important for Georgia. It was not a little step forward, but it was a great, huge step forward towards the democratic development of Georgia. Of course, in terms of Georgia's aspiration of becoming EU and NATO members, it was also a very important step, and the international community highly evaluated the results of the election, and the first time in the history of Georgia, of the independent Georgia, it was first time that the power was transferred in a peaceful way from one political force to another. It was a prize for the coalition, for the Georgian people, as well as for the now opposition, the United National Movement, whose leader, the President Saakashvili, accepted the results of the election and announced that the government will be formed by the coalition and its leader, Bidzina Ivanishvili. From the very first day of being in the government and before the election campaign time, we were always underlining that Georgia's foreign policy priorities will be Georgia's integration in EU and in NATO. So we are here to reconfirm our strong commitment to become, to continue further the Georgia's integrational processes in EU and NATO. Since you are leading the NATO integration, NATO Parliamentary Assembly delegation, I will brief you on the developments between Georgia and NATO, and I will share with you our views, our perspectives on the future developments. First of all, this is not Georgian dream, and neither United National Movement who has decided that the Georgia has to become the part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. This is Georgian people who have decided in 2008 in plebiscite, 77% of Georgians have voted for the membership of Georgia in NATO. Since then, these numbers have not changed. This is the same for 2013. This will be the same, if not more, in future years, despite the fact that Georgia is contributing to the Afghanistan international security operation, and we unfortunately are having quite heavy losses in this fight. But this is the fight for the international security as well as for the security, long-term stability of Georgia. That's why the Georgian society understands very well the sacrifice, the scale of the sacrifice of Georgia, and we all believe that this contribution of 22 casualties and fighting in Afghanistan with 1,600 troops, which is the largest number for the non-NATO member state, will be adequately reflected further in decisions and the discussions in the NATO allies. I know it is very much respected, highly appreciated. I have heard from the first hands, first sources in Kabul, in Helmand, when I was meeting with the military commanders, the British US generals, who were highly evaluating and appreciating the skills and the braveness of the Georgian soldiers and officers fighting shoulder to shoulder with their officers and soldiers. And I believe that in this component, security component, Georgia is contributing to the NATO space and international security not less, if not more, than many other NATO member states. So we are consumers of the NATO security, international security system, but we are also the contributors to the international security. The other important pillar is the democratic development of the country. I have spoken about the parliamentary elections. We are now in the process of the cohabitation. The cohabitation is a unique process as well. This is first time in Georgia that we, the major political forces, are discussing, debating the issues inside the parliament and not outside of the parliament in the streets. This is very important. We have difficulties and there are differences. However, it's normal in your country, in many other European countries, differences on the economic, social, political issues, internal politics, but we are unanimous on two major things. One among them is the foreign policy priorities. The parliament unanimously adopted the resolution on foreign policy priorities, and absolute majority of the opposition party and the ruling party has voted unanimously for the Georgia's foreign policy priorities. Second, it was the restoration of the balance of power between the branches, executive, presidential, the government, and the parliamentary branches. And this power has been restored. Of course, in this context, there is the security challenges for Georgia. And this is the occupied territories of Georgia. This is the relationship with Russia, the conflict with Russia. Three main things here, and I will stop here. First, I would like to thank you, Portugal, to thank you for conducting continuously the support of Georgia for the Georgia's territorial integrity, Georgia's sovereignty, and you are assisting us in non-recognition policy of Georgia, which is very, very successful thanks to you, with your links, with your relationship and influence with your former colonies and the Portuguese language countries. I would like to ask you to continue these efforts, because the Russian Federation is also continuing their efforts to get some more countries recognizing. But only thanks to you, thanks to other members of the international community, it is possible that the non-recognition policy of the occupied territories is successful today. Second, we are believing that the major, and we will continue so, the major primary forum for the discussion on the conflict issue with Russia remains the primary forum is the Geneva talks, because the participation of the international community in the Geneva talks is important to make Russian Federation to fulfill its commitments and withdraw from the Georgian territories the occupying forces, which are now occupying more than 20%. European Union mediated the agreement under which Russian Federation is obliged to withdraw their troops at the position of the 7th of August 2008. We need your support in that. We need your support and the support of the international community. Third, in parallel, in addition to that, in order to start normalization of the relationship, we have, the Prime Minister has appointed the special representative Zura Babashidze, who has started the talks with the Russian side, in particular with the Deputy Minister Karasin, on very particular issues. This is trade, this is economy, this is cultural and humanitarian issues. These kind of issues can be solved easily, so that's for we have not touched upon and not tasked them to talk about the Georgia's national interest and about the Georgia's foreign policy priorities, which is the red line for Georgia. It is not disputable for anyone in the country and outside of the country among our friends that Georgia will continue its path towards integration and will be coming the NATO and EU member sooner or later. Of course, better it's sooner. But at the same time, we have to normalize the relationship with our neighbors. And therefore, first, as I said, we have appointed the special representative. The rhetoric has changed in difference from the previous government. We are exchanging the pragmatic, we have chosen the pragmatic type of the dialogue with the Russian Federation without any moving and setting back on the Georgia's main national priorities. We have results. Georgian goods, Georgian wine, Georgian mineral waters will be getting back to the Russian market. Georgian agricultural goods will be getting back to the Russian market, which is in general trade, economy is always helping cultural, humanitarian ties to start rebuilding bilateral confidence between the countries. I am not having illusions that it will be easy to discuss with Russians reversing their decision on the recognition of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. I am not having the illusions that they will be the happiest nation in the world when they will find out one day that we are becoming the NATO and EU members. But we are making our best to make for them this process easily, because from day to day they are getting realized that Georgia will become European Union and NATO member. This is a long process for EU, but next year in NATO there will be a summit. If there is a summit of the enlargement, as it was said by Secretary Clinton and many others, if there is any of the countries to be invited to the membership, any of three Balkan countries. We count very much on our partners that Georgia will also have, and this is very important, upgrade of its status of the relationship with the NATO. I don't know whether it will be membership action plan, so-called MAP, or any new mechanism invented by the allies. But for the reasons which I have talked before, and I believe that we will pass the presidential elections also successfully, we Georgians deserve to get the adequate reflection from the NATO side, and we count very much on the friends like Portugal in the time of these decisions. I thank you very much and appreciate your comments and the recommendations.
Muito obrigado, Sr. Ministro. Foi para mim uma satisfação muito grande verificar a convicção e também o conhecimento com que abordou a questão, a dupla questão da ligação da Geórgia à União Europeia e também à NATO. Também me congratulo pelo facto de ter antecipado a resposta a algumas dúvidas que eu teria relativamente às questões que estão pendentes no quadro desta negociação. E ainda antes de lhe transmitir qual é a posição de Portugal e, nomeadamente, a posição da delegação portuguesa na Assembleia Parlamentar da NATO sobre a pretensão de a Geórgia aderir à NATO, eu ainda permitia-me pedir ao Sr. Ministro que desse algum esclarecimento sobre dois ou três pontos que, como sabe, toldam um pouco, ensombram um pouco a pretensão da Geórgia relativamente a este objetivo. O primeiro ponto é o dos direitos, liberdades e garantias, os chamados direitos dos fundamentais dos cidadãos. O segundo ponto é o da organização judiciária e o terceiro ponto da liberdade de expressão, nomeadamente no que toca à organização dos mídia no seu país. Como sabe, os países NATO e também os da União Europeia dão importância a estes três vetores. E uma vez que a documentação a que nós temos acesso introduz algumas dúvidas sobre uma completa normalidade da vida democrática na Geórgia relativamente a estes três pontos, também o Sr. Ministro sabe que tem sido motivo de alguma controvérsia o modo como têm sido tratados os ex-dirigentes políticos da Geórgia. Eu penso que, apesar das questões terem algum melindre, mas que esta é a ocasião própria para eu ouvir de fonte fidedigna a explicação que o seu governo tem para dar sobre estes três pontos. Se é, por conseguinte, tenho essa dúvida. Quanto à posição de Portugal, como o Sr. Ministro sabe e o Sr. Embaixador também já constatou isso, Portugal, desde o início, que esteve solidário com os seus aliados no que toca à adesão da Geórgia, quer à União Europeia, mas agora centrado mais na pretensão de aderir também à Aliança Atlântica, à NATO. Nós, tal como apoiamos a adesão dos Estados Bálticos, naturalmente que vemos com bons olhos a adesão de outros territórios que antigamente estavam, digamos, no âmbito da ex-União Soviética. No entanto, a posição de Portugal tem-se mantido, como a da própria NATO, que tem reafirmado desde a Cimeira de Belgrado, depois nas cimeiras sucessivas, tem sempre reafirmado o desejo da NATO ter como seu aliado a Geórgia. Também é verdade que a adesão implica a satisfação de determinadas exigências e critérios, não só de ordem militar, mas atinentes à própria organização do Estado, nomeadamente ao caráter democrático das instituições. Daí que eu tenha feito as perguntas que tive, que referi anteriormente. Por conseguinte, a posição de Portugal é muito clara, que é uma posição de apoio, e nós veríamos com bons olhos a entrada da Geórgia na NATO, naturalmente, depois de satisfeitos os critérios que são necessários para essa adesão. E também, há um ponto que para nós é muito importante, é que dessa adesão resulte um contributo, um apor para uma maior segurança e estabilidade euroatlântica. Isto implica que a adesão da Geórgia possa fazer-se sem comprometer a parceria que existe entre a NATO e a própria Rússia, que é uma questão, não é a quadratura do círculo, não é uma coisa impossível, mas nós reconhecemos que exige um trabalho de diplomático e de negociação e de sensibilidade política para que, ao estarmos na convicção de fazer uma coisa que consideramos boa, dela possam resultar consequências que venham a comprometer a estabilidade na área euroatlântica. Portanto, esse é um outro ponto que queria sublinhar. E, por fim, também gostaria de dizer ao Sr. Ministro que nós, que também estamos presentes no Afeganistão, com tropas portuguesas, temos um enorme apreço pela generosidade e pelo empenhamento que a Geórgia desde sempre tem posto nesta operação de paz, embora com ingredientes de guerra, mas que nós consideramos que é fundamental para, não só para a afirmação de soluções democráticas também naquela área do globo, mas sobretudo e fundamentalmente para podermos dispor de uma maior segurança na Europa, no espaço euroatlântico e dentro dos nossos próprios países. Portanto, a posição de Portugal tem-se mantido nesta linha. E também gostaria, para finalizar, de dizer ao Sr. Ministro que, ao nível da Assembleia Parlamentar da NATO, que, como o Sr. Ministro sabe, mantém uma relação que poderíamos considerar estreita com a Geórgia e que recentemente até realizou aí um seminário que foi muito interessante e de que eu já tive notícia e onde Portugal esteve também representado por um dos meus colegas da delegação, a Assembleia Parlamentar da NATO acompanha muito de perto todos os assuntos respeitantes à Geórgia, até mesmo nesta sessão de primavera que se realizou a semana passada no Luxemburgo, nós tivemos a oportunidade de ler e refletir sobre um relatório que foi elaborado por um colega meu italiano sobre a situação na Geórgia e que é um documento de grande isenção e que, mesmo quando critica, vê-se que a preocupação de fundo é que a Geórgia possa, o mais breve possível, aderir à NATO, à Aliança Atlântica. Portanto, temos essa preocupação de manter uma ligação frutuosa entre a Assembleia Parlamentar da NATO e a Geórgia, nomeadamente com o seu Parlamento, por um lado, e por outro, também nas diferentes situações em que se coloca o problema da adesão da Geórgia à NATO, eu posso garantir ao Sr. Ministro que, satisfeitos estes pressupostos, a posição de Portugal será sempre favorável. E digo com todo o gosto e também com toda a convicção.
Thank you very much for your very interesting, very important comments and reflecting the position of Portugal, as well as the very straight to the point questions. I absolutely agree with you that the issues which you have enlisted and which are the really major criteria or prerequisites for the country's integration in Euro-Atlantic community and European community, it is vital because the NATO is not about security only, it's about the democratic shared values, it's about the values and the principles, and I absolutely agree with you that we are sharing those values, the basic rights and basic liberty rights are preserved in Georgia. I must say very honestly and very frankly that Georgia is developing. Georgia is a young democracy. Georgia is the only 20 years as an independent state. One of the major goals for the government of Georgia, and the Prime Minister has declared not once himself, that building strong democratic institutions which will never be affected in the future by changing the governments in the country and will be strong and will give the guarantee and the good basement for preservation of the basic liberties and the freedom rights in the country is of the one of the most important, I must say the existential importance, vital importance for Georgia's future democratic development. We are having, we were having these difficulties in the previous years, we are having some of difficulties in this year, but what is the most important? The government has a very strong political will. In front, in facing the law, the supremacy of law, the rule of law, all are equal. Despite their faith, despite their religion, faith, despite their ethnical representation, despite their political views, despite their orientations, etc., etc. I must say that in this regard, government will do its best in order to secure the rights of all citizens of Georgia. And I believe that very soon you will see in the actions, in the very concrete and practical actions, you will see that these words have a solid and strong ground to be believed. On judiciary system, the court, independent court, I absolutely agree with you, also is the pillar of democracy in the democratic country, one of the major pillars. If there is no independent court, so there is no other field developing, economy, political rights, freedom of expression, if the individual cannot go and get its justice in the court without getting calls from the Minister of Justice, without getting calls from the Chief Prosecutor, the judges must judge themselves based on their intellect and based on their instincts. And then it will be the country, it will be the state, which you can call it this a successful democratic state. In this regard, the government has negotiated the reformation of the judiciary system, in particular of the court system and related to the judges, the system of elections of the Supreme Council of Justice. What is very important? First, we have sent these drafts to the Venice Commission. I can tell you that almost 100% of the Venice recommendations is considered and is in the new legislation. Second, there will be no more political appointees in the Justice Council. That is very important as well. Third, civil society has participated very actively. The NGOs and the think tanks who have participated, who have criticized the drafts and the laws which were represented by the new government. We have reconsidered their recommendations as well and put inside the new draft and new laws and the documents. This is automatically leads me to the third question, which is the media independence. As an example, the IMEDI television, which was unlawfully, I must say, given to the other owners and taken from the lawful owners, has been returned back immediately after the elections. This was the first step. In this television, the heads of the directors of this television were the heads of the administration of the president, head former minister of economy, etc., etc. Now, I must tell you that there is a strong work with the civil society to get the initial by the civil society the legislative initiatives which will make transparency of the owners of the TV outlets in the country the maximum at the maximum level. Second, which will make the televisions in the country and media independent in their evaluations, in their positions at the maximum level. And there is a good news. There are several major outlets in Georgia. Rustavi 2, public broadcaster, IMEDI, Channel 9, Maestro, and the regional televisions. All of them were reopening the talk shows, political talk shows in the country. It's almost there, all the talk shows. When there was the only two channels who were having the political talk shows, all major TV channels which are broadcasting across the country had no political talk shows because of the absence of the will of the previous government. Then the very prominent members and the leaders of the former government and now the opposition have accepted that one of their dramatic mistakes was that the lack of the public debates and the discussions on the actual issues, like you have mentioned. Today, everyone is discussing the liberty, major basic liberties, the freedom rights, and the human rights. Every evening, on one hand, this is, honestly speaking, catastrophe. I mean, the all channels are discussing the political issues, the public issues, and there are no more, much less entertainment programs in the evening. If you switch from one channel to another, from 8 o'clock in the evening till 10, if there is not football game, there is definitely the talk shows. But this is good for the development of the democratic society in the country. In this regard, we have to sacrifice by watching some other TVs for the football and let them people discuss the political issues. On Rose Road seminar, there was very important discussion. It's unfortunate you couldn't have a chance to visit Georgia, but in Rose Road seminars, there were, by the way, the new innovative ideas discussed between the NATO Parliamentary Assembly delegations and Georgian both government and the opposition representatives on the possibilities to keep the balance, to have the normal relationship with Russia, to not make the inflammatory steps, and at the same time to get farther into the integrational processes with NATO. This is important that this kind of talks have already started. This is thanks very much to the progress made by Georgian government in starting dialogue with the Russian authorities. And of course, one visit of the state minister's delegation, of course, is not enough. Of course, parliamentarians should have more exchange of the information. I use this opportunity to invite you to Georgia at the convenient time for you. In summertime, there are two very important seminars, both on the security issues and on the European integration issues related to the Vilnius summit, which is in November for the Eastern Partnership Vilnius summit. And we will be initialing there the association agreement, which is, I think, the historical momentum for Georgia. But please find the time and come and visit Georgia. We will organize the meetings with the parliamentarians, with the executive representatives. If some other party representatives will make a group, I'm more than happy that knowing that there is the parliamentary friendship group in the Portuguese Parliament Congress and in Georgian Parliament as well. So please intensify this relationship on the bilateral basis. We are at your disposal. You are the MPs, we are the executive branch. You give us orders, we do our best. Thank you very much.
Sr. Ministro, muito obrigado pelos esclarecimentos que me transmitiu relativamente às questões que lhe tinha colocado. E eu só me congratulo pelo facto de a Geórgia estar clara e claramente. Portanto, agradeço as respostas que deu os esclarecimentos que prestou quanto às questões que eu tinha colocado e congratulo-me pelo facto da Geórgia estar empenhada de forma sincera e objetiva numa verdadeira democratização do país, o que, como sabem, é um pressuposto essencial para a adesão à NATO. Também gostaria de agradecer o convite que formulou para participar em algum desses seminários que se realizarão no verão. Se for possível, pois eu sou o primeiro interessado a estar presente nessas reuniões. E queria mais uma vez saudar o Sr. Ministro, o Sr. Embaixador e também todos os elementos da sua comitiva. São muito bem-vindos a Portugal e aqui ao Parlamento Português. Desejar-lhe um continuado sucesso nesta sua visita e terminar dizendo que espero que com a sua visita, com o trabalho excelente do Sr. Embaixador, as relações entre os nossos dois povos possam aprofundar-se e ter uma expressão cada vez mais concreta no futuro. Muito obrigado, portanto.
Obrigado.
Eu vi um livro que me trouxe, pedi para me trazer em casa, assim, não sei se já trouxe.
Muito bem.